Thank you so much for all of your wonderful messages today. Happy Christmas, Highland, from Marie in Ardra. Hi, Marie and Karen Dunlow. Thanks for all the great music and good fun. To Johnny and Sue Lafferty, wishing you all the best in your new home. Thanks for the lovely hospitality last night from Johnny Breed, Gerard and Marie McElhaney. So lovely to see both our bishops and their beautiful messages. Happy Christmas all. Happy Christmas to our grandchildren, Michael and Anna Fitzpatrick, who are in Kilkenny and tuned in to Greg and Lee. Hope Santa is good tonight. Hugs and kisses from Granny and Grandad O'Donnell and Dunfanny. Well, we're tracking Santi now, and he is obviously one
how
second.
Many, how many?
31 million.
31. How good is that? And he's only going about 5 or 6 months, is he?
Don't know how long he's going now, but he's flying. And he's heading towards Ireland. So all the young ones, you have to be in bed early.
What time do you think we should be in bed tonight at then?
I think I'll be in bed about 8.
See, I'm usually in bed at 8.
Yeah, but
8-ish.
I'm not. I'm going to be in bed at 8 and I am so excited.
I can't wait to come downstairs.
I hope Santi's been.
Can I just say to wish all the people who volunteer every year for the members of Donegal Down Syndrome a very happy Christmas and peaceful New Year. See you all in 2025.
Yes, indeed. Happy Christmas to our daughter Aisling and son-in-law James Fitzpatrick in Kilkenny. They're enjoying Greg and Lee on Highland. Love from Mummy and Daddy O'Donnell in Dunfanaghy. Missing having you home this Christmas, but they're not terribly far away, and hopefully you'll see them soon. Good morning, Greg and Lee. It's a mild, cloudy one, indeed. Happy Christmas to you and yours.
Snow.
And to all Ireland, and thanks for all your company all year. Please play Moriarty by Larry Cunningham or John Kerr for us all.
Yeah, because Paddy McGettigan, right?
I'm not finished this.
Sorry.
Thanks, Greg, and once again, thanks to all for all the crack entertainment and company all year. Have a good day and enjoy Christmas with your family. Safe home, take care on the roads over the holiday season. Looking forward to checking in with you after our holidays for Mary, Catherine and Andrea.
Sorry about that. So, Paddy McGettigan, good morning to you. Is it good afternoon yet? No, still good morning. John Kerr singing Moriarty. Do you know John Kerr? Kerry Keel?
No.
He used to have the ballroom in Romance, and it used to be on a Wednesday night. And me and Eamon used to play in there over the summertime. We used to be a great
outfit. You're really starting to emerge as a proper musician. I didn't realise.
See, that was only I can play this harp, but
no,
I don't
want to
upstage.
Anyway, listen, we're being ignorant because we need to say hello to Emma Roos, who is a harpist and is going to be performing shortly. Hi, Emma. Thanks so much for your time. How are you keeping?
I'm great, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm sorry to stick you beside this fella. He's not near the wax.
I'm just mad to get it going there. All these things here. What happens if I do this? It'll be naughty. Don't touch that. Don't touch it.
Leave the harp alone. Emma, you play a lot in the hospice, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Okay, which is lovely. And also you play at functions as well.
I do, yeah. I do a lot of weddings and funerals and the odd corporate gig as well, if it's there. So, I've been really lucky. The harp has taken me so many places.
It's one of those instruments as well. It has an aura around it, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
And it really fits some of the occasions that you talk of. Emma, before we hear from you, if anyone is interested in booking you for the weddings and what have you, and I imagine a lot of your work is word of mouth, right? Because someone goes to a wedding, they see you there, and they'll go, right, I'm getting married next year. I'll have a bit of that.
That's right.
I can imagine so, right?
Yeah.
But if people want to just find out about the stuff that you do, is there a website or a social media?
There is. So I go by my maiden name for playing music. So yes. Emma Martin. So harpist and singer Emma Martin, if you Google that at all, that'll bring you all the sights and everything. So,
well, we're in for a real treat now because we're going to get some live music from Emma Roos and A. Martin. And we'll do Walking in the Air first,
yeah,
will we?
Absolutely.
Okay, this is a Christmas classic. So set it up for us.
Well, I just decided it'd be nice to have something nice and relaxing now for all the mammies and daddies and boys and girls getting ready for Christmas. So this is one of my faves. So I said, I'll play it away and see how we get on.
That's amazing.
Thanks
absolutely
very much.
Amazing. Do you know when you're so close up to you doing this, it seems so tricky.
That was a hard enough one to be done.
That is
a
hard.
You're plucking with your fingers the skin,
yes,
isn't it?
Yeah, with the tips of your fingers. So
it
you
must be very sore, is it?
It's not. It's actually not too bad.
Well,
at
your
all
skin probably thickens up over
it
the
does
time.
Thicken
but
up
you're
over.
Like on your right hand, you're pulling double strings to get the
sometimes
nice,
yeah
sometimes,
yeah to do the reharmonies.
And then you're doing the bass line on the left.
Yeah.
And then you're changing up a key or down a key when the things and that. I was like, oh my god, how are you keeping all this?
I was under pressure.
You must be super good at multitasking. You're the best cook ever. You love cooking.
No.
I'm not sure how many crossover skills there are with cooking and playing the
part. Multitasking, Danny, come on.
I love eating now, but not cooking.
But that was amazing. That's lovely.
Oh, thank you so
and
much.
And you also play the mandolin, which is another instrument, of course. The banjo, the guitar, and the whistle as well.
That's right,
And sing as well too.
Yeah, I do. No, I don't ask you to sing today.
No way.
I'll sing. I'm not going to sing in me. No. La 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 la. Come on, Daddy.
No.
Come on.
We're not
mad.
No, Emma is playing another song for us.
Oh, yeah,
and
absolutely.
This is going to be Silent Night as well. Is this slightly less complex,
yes,
Emma?
Yes, this is, I said I'd go
see
for it.
See how you're turning them, the thing meetings up. And do you ever, see now, how did you know you were doing that with your eyes closed? Like, it's just touchy-feely.
No, so these are the relievers up at the top. And
right,
they change the note a semitone. So if I pull one down, it sounds like this. And if I pull it up, there's a half a note of a difference. So that's how you change key, by flicking those.
How long does it take you to tune that guy up?
It's probably one of the longer string instruments to tune up, but probably takes about 10 to 15 minutes.
On a good day.
I'm not even going to try and work
how
it
many
out.
Strings? Have a guess how many strings is on the
harp. I would say 29.
How many is that?
Close. 34.
34.
Oh. 34. Yeah, great question.
Go.
Yeah.
There you go. It's amazing. Really is. Okay, this is Emma Roos. If you want to check out her socials and what have you, Emma performs under her maiden name, Emma Martin. She's available, of course, for bookings of all types. You can imagine the type of event where you walk in and Emma there is playing this beautiful music, be it a wedding or a function or whatever it might be, and also plays the whistle, the guitar, banjo and mandolin and sings also as well. And I would say you get a great reaction at the hospice, Emma, because there's something very tranquil, I think, too, about this particular instrument.
Yeah, it's. I suppose I'm very lucky that it lends itself so well to be able to go and volunteer my time in there. So, I've had some beautiful people come up to say thanks for the music, and I know it means a lot to the families as well. So it's great to be able to do something small to be able to help out.
Yeah, but it's not small, it's not insignificant, it's really important. Okay, this is Emma now performing on her harp, Silent Night.
Thanks very much. And this one I'd like to dedicate, it is my dad's favourite. And I want to say a quick shout out to my family and to my fabulous nieces and nephews, Tig and Fionn and Molly and Packy. This is for them.
Lovely. brilliant, Emma. Absolutely fantastic. Thanks so much for calling in.
Thanks, Sonia. Thanks for having me.
It was a real genuine treat. I really appreciate that. That was wonderful, wasn't it? Okay, back with more on the 9 till noon show after the break. Lee, are you enjoying yourself?
I think this is very Christmassy. I'm just loving this now.
Yeah, of course, me too. We're mixing it up.
Ah, sure, we're going good here. What are we going to be singing anyway, do you think?
One second, we have to say hello and introduce you first.
Yeah, for sure. It's like sitting around the kitchen table here.
We put you on. This is why we put you on in the mornings, right?
No manners. Nobody's listening.
Mother and daughter duo Sarah Terry Sweeney and Ella Terry Sweeney.
You're not mammy and daughter, are you? Yeah. You're joking.
Oh, she loves when people say that. She loves it. Yeah.
In fairness, you wouldn't know you were a mother and daughter, but I wasn't going to say that. It is a compliment, isn't it?
That's a compliment to the heist, eh?
Thanks so
okay,
much.
Brilliant stuff. You both look fantastic. And he's all dolled up for Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
so you love Christmas.
We're very excited for Christmas. We see Santa's left. I've seen he was in Russia there a second
he
ago.
He is
so.
In Esso.
Did you check
Russia.
It out, did you?
Yeah,
so you couldn't tell.
I'm watching it. No, I'm watching it. He's
you
in Esso,
couldn't tell
Russia.
Me he was in Russia. I asked you where he was and you couldn't
yes,
tell
but
me.
Yes, they've only started updating that now. Right, so we're going to hear a couple of songs. I have backing tracks here, don't I?
Yes.
So, Oh Holy Night, female key.
That's yours.
Key F sharp minor. We changed it a whole bit.
Sarah,
we'll sing away. See,
Sarah, could you lift that mic in just so it's just in a good position for you there?
Here?
Yeah, perfect. And Ella, so we'll have another chat, but we'll hear yous first. Yeah, is that
all right? Perfect.
So we're going to play a backing track here. I'll adjust the volumes as we see fit. But here it is. This is mother and daughter duo Sarah Terry Sweeney and Ella Terry Sweeney.
Stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and ever pining, till He appeared and the soul
angels' voices on
That's nice, isn't it?
Yes, I think we can all pack
choked
it in
a
there.
Bit in the middle.
It's that attitude, because then you know you're definitely singing live. That was so good.
Thank you so much.
I think we've peaked now. We can jack it in. John Preston, get him in. We've peaked.
That was so good. Mum, you got a deeper type of voice, haven't you?
Yeah, we're a bit deeper, yeah. She's younger, so it's a fresher voice. Yeah. I've got an older voice.
What's your first name again?
Ella.
Ella. So it must have been great when you said, oh, Ella can sing just like me.
Yeah, and I tried to get her to do it for years and she would have none of me. And then, like, we would do musicals together and stuff. So, yeah.
Well, this year you did, really you did, Ella, you were Wednesday, weren't you?
Yes.
You were up with us as well. Mm-hmm. And Mum, you were Morticia.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And then Ella was in Shrek as well. She was Princess Fiona a couple of weeks ago then as well.
Isn't it great getting on to stage? And it's so good for your confidence at a very early on age. Definitely. You must find it yourself.
Oh, what are we going to do, though, with the potential of Ella moving to London to study?
Oh, don't. Sarah Palin's Christmas Eve.
You can't hold her back, Mummy. You can't hold her back on some talent like that.
I know.
I'm sorry.
So
we have to hold her back and keep her here to perform eternally. Ella, what would you love to do? What's your dream? You know, what are you chasing going to London? I mean, obviously it's education and experience and what have you, but what would be your dream thing to do?
Oh, definitely to get maybe onto screen acting or the West End, both.
I don't see why you couldn't. What about solo singing? Is that something that interests you?
Definitely something I could try and pursue anyways. Yeah.
Well, the world's at your feet. The truth is as well as you can do here and plugging away and it's great to be involved in what you have to do, you kind of have to go there, don't you? Because that's where the work is.
But Mum, I'm sure now you're more than encouraging. You're saying when you have the chance now and you're young and you have the talent, follow your dreams.
Yeah, I was going to go when I was younger too, and then I had Ella.
Yeah.
So now she can go and do it.
She can live your dreams too.
Yes, absolutely. And then our younger girl too, Belle.
But Mummy, you're such a great singer yourself.
I'll still be very bitter against Ella. Dashing my dreams and hopes. Oh, and then you go and do it.
Mummy, should we say, Mummy, do you want to become a backing singer?
Maybe you're going to
get paid.
And then I have to say we hello to our baby Belle at home and Jack, but baby Belle was in Shrek as well. She played Baby Bear.
I know she's listening. Shrek.
And how old is Baby Belle?
Baby Belle is nine. She's not a baby, but
not a baby.
We call her Baby Belle.
And she can sing as well?
She can sing as well, she played Baby Bear in Shrek and she loved every minute. So I know she's listening at home and she's waiting so hard in Santa.
So where did you get the music from then?
It's kind of both sides. I don't know if you heard of the Cullens, the Cullions and Carrigart, Paddy Cullion stuff. He would have been a relation of mine. And then there's Dame Ellen Terry, she was a Shakespearean actress. That's on my Terry side. So it's kind of both
heritage.
Sides.
Wow,
brilliant stuff.
So yeah, it's kind of both sides that we get it from.
Listen, it's and see how your voices combine the way they do, right? Is that rehearsal or is that genetic? Is that something that just happens?
We did it for the first time on the way up the car there.
Yeah. You did not.
We stuck on the song and she was working, so we didn't get the chance to. So
Fantastic stuff. And Ella, are you locked into going to London or is that a plan in the future? I don't know why. Are you you're finished school now, are you?
I'm finished school, yeah. I'm in my gap year just training up for the auditions then and hopefully I get in somewhere anyways.
It's so exciting, isn't it?
Oh, it's great. Sarah, it's lovely. I'm so happy for her. Yeah. And she's getting such great opportunities and she kind of knows people from there that are helping her
out. There's so many people from here over there trying to do what you're doing.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
It's like a wee group you'll link in.
And it was different 100%. When I was younger. There wasn't the know-how of how to do this, whereas now you can just get up and go and
but
do
I
it.
Think too, I think too, there's lots of people chasing similar dreams, right? But I think you do have you do require a certain thing, and I think Ella has it. You know where I'm on about?
Yeah, she's
Sarah.
Really headstrong in it. She knows what she's wanted to do.
Did she get that from Mummy?
Yes, of course.
Maybe, possibly.
So what are we going to do now?
We are going to do a wee song we actually recorded a few years ago just on Instagram, and then it was an easy pick. It's called Only You.
Lovely.
It's kind of a slower version. It was hard to get a backing track for it.
No.
I have been known to sing this one in karaoke.
Oh, give me the bucket. He'll be singing before the DJ.
I mean, obviously, what you're going to do is going to be something else, right? But you don't require a great deal of range.
No, that's why it's very handy.
If you want to,
he sounds like he knows what he's talking.
And also, too, obviously, do you remember? It goes through stages. This song because. The Office Christmas special, it was featured in that. Do you know when the two finally got together?
Yeah. You can join in too. It's
I'm going to really encourage
them, please.
To enjoy listening to it. All right, this is Sarah Terry Sweeney and Ella Terry Sweeney, and this is their version of Only You.
Looking from a window above, it's like a story of love. Can
gave all I needed for another day, and all I ever knew, only you. Sometimes when I think of your name, when it's only a game, and I need you.
Listen to the words that you say, it's getting harder to stay, and I need you.
All I needed was a love you gave, all I needed for another day, and all
time, and I wonder what's mine. Can't take no more.
Wonder if you'll understand. It's just the touch of your hand behind a closed door. All I needed was a love you gave, all I needed for another day, and all you gave, all I needed for another day, and all I ever knew, only you.
Well done, brilliant. It's a cracking song, that, actually, isn't
it? That's gorgeous.
It's so simple,
it's so,
but
nice.
It's actually really, really lovely. That was a great version, Sarah and Ella.
Thank you so much for having us.
Best luck with everything, Ella. Don't forget us.
I won't.
You know
I'll
what
try
I mean.
VIP tickets at the back door.
Of course, front row.
When you hit the big time, don't forget us. It's been lovely having you in, and thanks as well, Sarah.
Thank you so much.
That's Sarah Terry Sweeney and Ella Terry Sweeney, mother and daughter duo, of course, and two beautiful songs from them. Thanks so very much indeed.
Thank you.
Okay, we are joined on the programme now by Alan O'Reilly of Carlo Weather. It is the 9 till noon show with me, Greg Hughes, co-presented today by Lee Gooch. Alan, I think we can rule out a white Christmas. Happy Christmas to you, by the way, and your family. And thanks for keeping us updated throughout the course of the year. But yes, no white Christmas here anyway.
No, certainly not a white Christmas, Greg. Happy Christmas to you and your listeners. But a very mild one, unusually mild. It's going to be a mild night even, not going to drop below 8 or 9 degrees, possibly even 10 degrees in some areas. A lot of cloud around. Tomorrow, Christmas Day, though, cloudy. A little bit breezy in the northwest. It will be breezy, but nothing too significant. And temperatures up to maybe 12 degrees. You might just get a little bit of sunshine breaking through every now and again. But I suppose in general, it's a mild and pretty much mundane weather Christmas, at least.
Well, do you know what? I'd prefer it like that. If we're not going to have a snowy Christmas, and at the end of the day, we all have to get around the place, far better that it's settled and mild.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's great. There's no storms, no winds to be worrying about, no rain, no flooding. We've enough to be worrying about trying to get the turkey into the oven in time and get it cooked without having to worry about the weather.
Alan, when am I going to be able to make a snowman?
Well, it does look like it's going to get cooler for the start of 2025. So maybe keep a carrot out from the Christmas dinner just for New Year's Day. You never know.
Yeah, but there's nothing trending to show we're going to be getting any Arctic blasts or anything like that, Alan.
No, it does look like there could be a brief Arctic blast around New Year's Day and just for the first couple of days of January. But obviously, we're a little bit far out yet. But nothing too significant at the moment. But certainly, it'll feel a lot colder than what it is out there today.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's
okay. It's not the kind of news I wanted, Alan, you know, to be honest.
Well, I'm happy enough.
I'm just hoping for snow. I just like a bit of snow at Christmas.
I know, but we're not getting it, Lisa. Get over it. Right. Alan, listen, thanks so much for coming on throughout the course of the year. And hopefully, we'll chat again in 25. It's always a pleasure having you on. Take care of yourself.
Thanks very much. Take
Thanks,
care.
Alan.
Bye, Alan. Any requests?
Yeah, please? Happy Christmas to Highland. Great show with Greg and Lee. I love the Christmas jumpers. Yes, thanks very much. Good
Thank
on you.
You.
And Kiva Doherty from Kilmacrenan. Happy 15th birthday today from Mum and Dad and your brothers Adam, Dara and Jay. Thanks. Thank you. Happy Christmas to you all at Highland Radio. Thanks a million. And wishing Donna, Joe Joyce from Dunlow a very happy Christmas from Noreen and Dee in Dubai.
Adam and Jess Hannigan are a brother and sister who sing together. Is my notes, but I suppose it's quite descriptive. That's precisely what you do, isn't it? Yeah. Come here. How long have you been performing together? Since Tots, or is it recent enough,
since
or what?
Tots,
we always would have sang together. Like,
do you want to come a wee bit?
Oh,
closer?
Sorry. Yeah. I'm scared.
No, don't be afraid. You're amongst friends here now.
I don't even know you.
It's so true. I don't mean it funny, but that's not really the Christmas spirit, Jess.
Sorry, that you're my friend. We go way back.
It's a friendly space, non-friendly. That's all I'm trying to say.
I'll let you be my friend.
Come here, yes, sir. Thanks. What are we going to do tomorrow night? Let's go. So you are from Ballybuffet.
Yes.
You just perform locally, do you?
Yeah, mostly we just gig about the town because I only recently got a yacht, so we finally...
What did you get there?
It's a long yuck. Time since I heard that word.
No,
I just recently got
time.
A yacht. What kind of yacht did you get?
What is it?
Opel Corsa.
Vauxhall Corsa.
Sorry. What year is the yacht?
2014.
20.
That's all right.
That's a good year.
Not too bad
not
at all.
Just a pretty face.
You got us here anyway.
Right, okay. So we'll have a chat in a mo again, but we're going to hear a couple of songs. What do you want to do first? Or what have you decided to do first?
We'll do Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
All right then, go.
Okay. I understand.
We were out till five last night, so.
Sounds like it was good fun, but anyway.
Sounds good.
Bad.
All right, whenever you're ready, go on. All right, this is Adam and Jess. You've just landed in here after staying up till 5 o'clock in the morning. Fingers crossed. I don't think anything's guaranteed, but let's hope.
We'll just look, guys.
All right, whenever you're ready, guys.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away.
There, let me tell you, Jessica.
Voice of an angel, attitude of
a yuck. Come here, what can I say?
Lovely.
Adam, lovely guitar playing, fucking there as well. Yeah. Is it mad now that we, like years ago, I don't think we had the talent that we have now. like the talent we had today, the singing vocals.
And that was amazing.
Do we have that talent back years ago?
I don't know.
What would you put it down to? Are we the social media?
It could be fluoridization of the water. I don't know.
No.
I think it's Bal Buffet water.
It's good water.
We've been saying, like,
come on, but close to the mic.
It's going to be a Bal Buffet renaissance next year. Like, there's so many, like, original artists.
Yeah, but do you know what? I think the likes of the Baller being there and given a platform. I think the talent's always there. I think it's actually finding the talent, giving them the confidence. I think we're great in the schools to get people performing, and then you can go on and perform in the ballet. It has to be a factor in it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like having an outlet for it. Yeah. Gallons as well. Like, Gallons. There's so many musicians that you wouldn't know of, and then you just see them playing in one of the pubs in the town. You're like, where did you come from? There's finally starting to be like a bit of a music scene.
Yeah, because we were chatting to Shauna Scanlon there last week.
She was out with us last night.
Yeah, oh, we'll take till five.
Legend.
And
party.
Yeah, but you mentioned Gallons though. Like, if you sort of say want to put on an independent artist night, you know, there's not everywhere has places that you can do it.
So
I think that's definitely part of it, Gooch. I think you're onto something there. Right, okay. What are we going to sing to wrap things up, Adam and Jess?
We'll do Mary's Boy Child.
Brilliant.
In a lower key than usual, because I was smoking fags last night.
Shouldn't do that. We'll not talk about that.
It's only for Christmas.
Jess, you have to understand, Jess doesn't have a filter.
No filter.
So what she's thinking comes out of him.
That's all right. That's like me. We've got a lot in common. I think we get on great.
All right, Jess, whenever you're ready. And to Adam, of course.
I'll drink my fluoride water.
Should have brought a tuner with me. Close enough. I'll put that down a bit.
Am I close enough? Or?
Perfect.
Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. A king was born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound, the angels sing. Listen to what they say, that man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. While shepherds watched their flocks by night, they see a bright new shining star. They hear a choir sing a song, the music seemed to come from afar. Now Joseph and his wife Mary came to Bethlehem that night. They find no place to bear her child, not a single room was inside. Sing, a king was born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound, the angels sing, listen to what they say, that man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. By and by they find a little nook in a stable all forlorn, and in a manger cold and dark Mary's little boy was born. Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a king was born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound, the angels sing, listen to what they say, that man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a king was born today, and man will live forevermore
echoes of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound, the angels sing. Listen to what they say. That man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. And we will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Hey, well done.
Lovely.
Well done.
He's a very good
night.
Is that the way you practiced it last night? Was it?
We never practiced.
You never practiced. My goodness.
Come here. Well done. By the grace of God.
That was fantastic.
Haven't we looked out that window? They see the pressure on these guys out here now.
I don't think they're worried about it. They're here by the grace of Benson's beer and of Vauxhall Astra, by the sound of it.
Yeah, 2014.
All right, listen, Adam, Jess, thanks very much indeed. I can see why you do so much work. You sound fantastic.
Thank you.
Really
thank you.
Enjoyed that.
Lovely to meet you.
That was good. Boss.
We're not friends, but maybe. Who's to say
maybe next
the future?
You'll be stuck for a lift some night. You phone Jessica.
Okay, we're live. David James is with us. He's assembled his choir.
Oh, it's class. This is the first date of our world tour. We're very excited.
Come here. I heard you were putting a new band together. I didn't think it was going to look like this.
Well, you know what? There's just some auditions being held here at the minute. And Oisin Kelly was asking me there, is there any possibility you need backing vocals and dancing? So, I don't know. So, we'll see here now how we go.
Right, so what are we going to do?
I'm going to play a guitar.
It's only one
but
answer
to
that.
We also have Donal Kavanagh on the ukulele as well, which is like a little, it's like a little guitar. Trudy's with us. Trudy, that's a very fancy tin whistle. What is it?
A flute.
It's a flute, okay. And the rest's all vocals. Are we doing one or two?
One what?
Song.
Hold on a minute. You need to converse with your producer regarding contracts and money and stuff.
But what did she tell you?
She says, one song to the best of your ability. She says, that's all I can ask.
And what are you going to do, David?
We're going to do Merry Christmas, everyone, from all the Highland Radio staff.
Right. That's not going to take us up to the top of the hour, though.
We'll sing it a couple of times. I'd just like to mention there's a great show coming on after you. It's called Around the Northwest. It happens weekdays, Monday to Friday, from 12 until 2:30, and it's hosted by John Breslin.
And what's after that, David?
Then there's a great show called The Jive Time by an up-and-coming singer, songwriter.
How long do you think you're going to be able to call yourself the young voice of
until I'm at least your age?
You don't have long to go, my friend. You're going to have to go up with something else. All right, then. So let's go with this. So, I don't know. You're the musical director. It's over to you.
Greg, are you going to sing along with us?
Yes, of course I am.
And what's your age, Trudy?
Tell me right.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Snow is falling all around me. Children playing, having fun. It's the season of love and understanding. Merry Christmas, everyone. It's time for parties and celebrations. People dancing all night long. It's time for presents and exchanging kisses. Time for singing those Christmas songs. Let's have a party. I'm gonna have a party tonight. I'm gonna find that girl underneath the mistletoe and kiss my candlelight. Room is swaying, the record's playing. All the old songs we love to hear. Oh, how I wish that every day was Christmas. What a nice way to spend the year.
Take a journey.
Snow is falling all around me. Children playing, having fun. It's the season of love and understanding. Merry Christmas.
let's break it down and let's get the 9 till noon show host to do a lovely chorus all by himself. Are you ready, Greg? Yeah!
I don't have the words.
Everybody shouts, you have to do it.
You've got a false kind of sore throat.
So snow is falling.
Snow is falling.
Yes.
All around me. Children playing, having fun.
Go on, Greg.
It's the season, love and understanding. Merry Christmas.
That deserves a round of applause.
Everyone. Gooch.
Snow is falling.
Gooch will do a song.
All around me. Children playing, having fun. It's the season, love and understanding. Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas, everyone. Oh, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Absolutely amazing. Thanks so much, David, for
thanks,
calling
Greg,
in.
And thanks for being a great sport as well. No,
for everyone being part of it. Yeah. That sounded actually really quite good.
You sound surprised.
But was it rehearsed or anything?
Oh, we were practicing since 11:30 this morning.
No, you weren't. No, I just thought it sounded really, really
practice
good.
Would be dangerous.
Okay, listen, thanks, everyone. Really appreciate it. You can go now. because we have
one
to
more tune.
One more tune. One more tune. All right, listen, thanks so much, David, and all
thanks,
the crew here.
Sinead's
there, Mark's there, John, Shannon, Oisin.
Do you know how many John Bresnan has for dinner tomorrow?
What?
Have a guess.
I would say 12.
Go again.
15.
Go again.
20?
Close, 21.
I don't have 21 friends.
They're not all friends.
All right, okay. Listen, thanks, David. David's back with Jive Time. David's back with Jive Time. Lee, come here, sit down again there. I don't know where the camera's on.
Hey, you're good at singing. You need a bit of practice. The cough made you sound better. You're half in tune, half out of tune. Didn't know if you're comfortable going.
Sinead, what would you give him a singing out of 4?
Tell the truth.
That was really good.
No, but good.
Just waiting on
Gooch
to come in, though. Come on.
I know, I would show him up. You see, he didn't want me to come in. I'd be strong.
Very good. Thanks very much.
Sinead, are you on over Christmas?
I am on this evening.
What time,
at? It's 7 to 9 when everyone's cooking their ham.
Good stuff.
Lovely, Sinead.
Sinead, looking forward to that. Thanks so very much, Sinead.
Happy Christmas, Sinead.
Take care, Sinead. All right, Lee, come here. I really enjoyed it. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us on. I enjoyed the crack.
And we've got so many requests. Listen, we'll carry these over to
John's.
And
we have prizes as well for John's as well.
Yeah, prizes for John as well. Listen, great fun. That was really good. I
enjoyed
it. Impromptu, right?
There was a nice mix today of everything, the singing and the bishops and a bit of everything, wasn't there?
The bishops. Okay, Santi now is heading to...
Where is he now at the
minute? He's at McMurdo Station, Antarctica. He's going to be there in 7 minutes.
Right.
He's flying away there.
Does it say how many presents he's given so far?
337 million.
Oh, man, that's
I know,
mad.
But he's heading towards Ireland. He'll be here probably 7:30. You need to be in bed for 7:30 or 8.
And tell me this now, but we always, like, we have big dirty carrots that we bought yesterday for the reindeers and stuff.
Yeah,
and for
ourselves
on Christmas Day. But, so what would you leave out for Santi?
Budweiser.
No, coffee. In Sweden, they leave out coffee, believe it or not. I know you're joking.
Hey, Gucci, have a great Christmas.
Have a good Christmas, mate.
Love to all.
And to everybody.
And we'll see you in the new year. When are you back?
Monday, coming.
You're back on Monday.
Back on Monday, Tuesday.
Well, we have a little break on this show to give everyone a break, I suppose.
Yeah,
we'll
be
back on Thursday the 2nd. But for me, Greg Hughes.
Amelia Gooch, thank you so much.
Have a fantastic Christmas, everybody. And thanks so much to all the Highland crew for calling in. I thought 2 people would turn up. I can't believe so many
came in
and got involved with it. Listen, stay safe, stay tuned. Because John Bresnan's coming up around the Northwest. But for me, Greg Hughes, and my friend Lee Gooch, we'll chat to you again. Take care.